Welcome to the 3Ls podcast, where I, your host, Rachel Ann Dine, licensed professional counselor, am here to share thoughtful commentary and strategies to help you with the big 3Ls of life, living, learning, and loving. Each episode, join in as a different psychological or current hot topic is explored with the hope of helping you live well, learn something that aids in personal growth or understanding, and love yourself or others in a way that honors you. Are you a fan of nutrient-dense wellness too? Let me tell you all about one of my favorite sources of adaptogens, Four Sigmatic, who uses a variety of mushrooms in everyday products. Reishi, lion's mane, and shaga all have been shown to help with thinking, immune system support, and gut support. I use these plant-based products every day in my smoothies and coffee, and you can too. Use code BEWELL for 10% off your purchase at us.foursigmatic.com. Again, that's BEWELL at us.foursigmatic.com. Welcome back to the 3Ls podcast. I hope that you are doing amazing. And today's episode is going to be something surrounding a topic that, once again, I feel like I like to record episodes where it's been a topic that's either come up recently or there have been times in the past where I've talked to several different people about it. And most of you know listening that I'm a therapist, and so my main focus is on anxiety management and definitely getting to kind of root cause origin of anxiety. But sometimes there are different kinds of anxiety that can come about from different situations that we are physically kind of put in, as you can probably imagine tuning in. I'm sure that certain situations kind of elicit an anxious response within you, whether it's going to, you know, Costco or Sam's Club back where I'm from, and it's like a busy, loud store, or in the case of today, and I'm not laughing at that anxiety, by the way, it is a real thing and it can be really stressful. But I guess just the thought of Costco, and I think about Costco chicken. Anyways, I am totally going off on a tangent here. The kind of anxiety I'm talking about today is driving anxiety. So the anxious feeling that you get when you're behind the wheel. I don't want to go too far into it in this introduction because, as you are going to hear in the meat of the episode, all about what exactly driving anxiety is, what causes it, and then, of course, some of my absolute favorite coping strategies. I have never been the best driver, and I can admit that. You know, I definitely realized that when I got my driver's license. I was never even in a rush to get my license. I was not one of those people chomping at the bit. And so I can totally empathize with the whole driving anxiety phenomenon. And then moving here to Virginia, you know, I came from a pretty small town where the highway or the interstate, if you want to refer to it, was nothing compared to Hampton Roads. And so there, I certainly have to do my own deep breathing before I get out on I-64. And I don't know, I share that with you to let you know driving anxiety is manageable. And as you can hear from today's episode, once we get into it, there's a whole lot of different things that you can do to help cope with driving anxiety. And when I get to the end of today's episode, there's one particular coping strategy you may have not thought of before, but research has actually shown that it's super effective. So I can't wait for you to hear the episode from today. As always, the visual format with lots of images and B-roll where, you know, I edit in a different clip over myself speaking, just to kind of give the video some more depth and interest. It is available out on YouTube, which I will definitely include the link in the show notes. And so definitely go check that out if you like watching YouTube videos. And as always, I hope you enjoy this episode. So without further ado, let me just go ahead and get on into it.
You get into your car, the nerves already start, you feel a little bit of anxiety, you're not quite sure what to expect. you start to have these intrusive thoughts. What if I get into a car accident? What if I make a mistake? What if I get into a wreck? Maybe you've been in a wreck before, and this just contributes to the already nervous feeling that you already have inside about getting out onto the road. This is driving anxiety, and it's actually a lot more common than what you might think. Stay tuned, because today I'm talking all about what driving anxiety is, plus realistic ways that you can start coping. Truth is, you're not alone if you have a fear of driving anxiety. Believe it or not, it's estimated that about 12.5% of people will experience a specific phobia like driving anxiety at some point in their lives. Hi, I'm Rachel Andine. I'm a licensed professional counselor and I specialize in anxiety. I'm glad that you're here today because I want to normalize some of the anxiety that we experience around certain things, whether it be relationship anxiety. You can go check out my most recent video to hear more about that. Or today's topic, driving anxiety. So what is driving anxiety? It is also sometimes called amaxophobia, acophobia, motor phobia, or hamaxophobia. That's a mouthful. But those are the different terms that sometimes driving anxiety is referred to. Really, the most basic definition of driving anxiety is a pretty persistent or very intense fear surrounding driving a car. In more moderate to severe cases, your driving anxiety may even prevent you from driving a vehicle. Typically, driving anxiety falls on a spectrum from low to moderate to severe. And sometimes it can create thought ruminations that center around feeling like you may get into a car accident, or if you've been into a car accident, having flashbacks to that situation. This can also be kind of linked to PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms. But for the sake of today, I'm really referring to driving anxiety. Driving anxiety can also cause you to not only avoid driving your vehicle, but in some situations, it can cause you to become really hypervigilant, almost on edge. Anytime you think about driving, anytime you're actually in the vehicle, or if you're out on the road when you finally do drive, you can almost be on edge looking for different accidents to validate those fears of driving anxiety. The issue with driving anxiety is if left untreated, it can really start to impair your functioning of daily living. So most of us have to take a vehicle in some capacity at some point in life, whether you finally want to take that road trip with one of your friends or your significant other, or you just need to commute to and from work every day. And if you have this persistent and marked fear surrounding driving, then it can absolutely prevent you from getting into your vehicle and driving. Not to mention, maybe you just want to explore your city and get out and about and have that sense of independence and freedom, but your driving anxiety almost feels like it holds you back from doing that. Something else that I want to point out about driving anxiety is that sometimes it's very generalized. So it's just the mere act of getting into your vehicle, hitting the open road, getting out there. But other times it can be really specifically linked to certain situations. So it can be driving over a bridge, driving under a tunnel, driving by a body of water even. These things can all come about and create more of a specific phobia or fear that's attached to driving. Oftentimes people will start to have exacerbated symptoms of anxiety surrounding driving because of the unknowns, because of the overwhelming fears of what could happen. So many times in anxiety, in fact, almost every time in anxiety, it often is perpetuated by the unknown or uncertain situations. So it's very applicable here in that oftentimes when we're driving, the only person that we can really control is ourselves. We can't necessarily control what another driver is going to do. All you can do is really try to be the most careful that you can be and focus on what you're doing on the road to be safe and secure. I know that this may not cause the most peace of mind for everyone, but it is something to keep in mind that the anxiety is often linked to the uncertainty of a situation, and driving can certainly cause an uptick in uncertainty of situations. So you may be wondering, what causes driving anxiety? Why would this be happening to me? What should I do about it? First, let me break down what the causes are. I've already mentioned one. If you've been in a previous car accident, this can absolutely exacerbate current symptoms of driving anxiety. If you don't fully have an intact trust in your own driving abilities, then this can exacerbate driving anxiety, and it doesn't help if you've gotten into a previous accident. It can only just make your self-doubt grow. If you have ever been lost on the road before, then this can cause driving anxiety to rear its head. No one necessarily likes the feeling of being completely lost in an unknown area, and so if you already have that fear of not knowing or being kind of tripped up with the uncertainty of a situation, then even the fear of being lost while driving can prevent you from wanting to drive to a new place or even getting into your vehicle. If you've ever had somebody that you know and love and care about deeply become involved in a very horrific car accident or in a car accident in general, this can absolutely cause driving anxiety. In addition to even watching a bad car accident on TV or seeing one of those kind of freak accidents that can happen on the news or in a movie, all of these things can really add up and tap into even an underlying fear that you have about driving. Sometimes driving anxiety will even almost make you, like I was saying, become hypervigilant and just look for accidents. Whether you are scrolling through the news and you almost naturally gravitate towards a recent motor accident or a recent car accident, and it just kind of validates your inherent belief that driving is an anxiety-provoking event. There's this psychological concept called confirmation bias, where sometimes our brains can become naturally attuned to looking for something that will validate our beliefs. So this can come in the same vein of, let's say that you want to get a red car and you want to buy a red car. And so from this point forward, when you're out on the road, your brain just sees all these different red cars driving and it just validates this belief, I need to buy a red car. That's exactly what I want. The same can be said about driving anxiety, and sometimes almost unintentionally on that subconscious level, look for things to confirm our biases that driving is bad. Let's get into the different treatment approaches that you can implement for driving anxiety, because this is probably one of the most important parts. With any kind of anxiety, if there is extreme avoidance, all it does is cause that anxious feeling to grow, and it can really start to continue to impair your ability to get behind the wheel and drive. So believe it or not, in 2018, a study was done that showed that virtual reality can actually be a really healthy way to treat driving anxiety. So in this day and age, there are so many different video game products where potentially you could find a video game that's simulated driving in a vehicle. This would be a great place to start, especially if your driving anxiety is very severe. The next thing that you can always do is that most states offer a driving school. So if you have a lack of faith in your own driving abilities, I always highly recommend to get involved and take some driving classes, drive with a driving instructor, start to really feel okay and confident about your driving abilities. A lack of confidence in yourself will always contribute to that anxious feeling. You can also become involved in therapy and start to work through some cognitive behavioral therapy skills training to learn how to refute and challenge irrational thoughts and beliefs that you may be having linked to driving. This is always a great option. Some of my favorite resources I will definitely link in the show notes below. One of the other suggestions that I personally like to recommend, because as I've stated, I do specialize in anxiety, and so I work with a lot of folks who voice that driving anxiety is a real phenomenon for them, which I know it is for many people. I always encourage you, if you're experiencing driving anxiety, to start small. So if you have a low to moderate level of driving anxiety and it's not to that severe point that's preventing you from driving to work or driving to get the necessities done, like going to the grocery store, I encourage you to start small by asking somebody who you really trust, whether it's a family member, a friend, your spouse, or significant other, to ride with you in the car as you run a short errand, whether it be going to, I don't know, Walgreens or CVS around the corner, or to a gas station. Something that is super achievable and super realistic to get you familiar with being on the road. If this goes successfully, then you can start to even challenge yourself a little bit further after a period of time and almost set goals for you to drive yourself by yourself, independent of anybody else, to a destination that doesn't feel so far away or so far out of reach. It might not be the smartest thing to make your first solo driving experience be a 2-hour or 3-hour road trip by yourself, but maybe you can just take a quick trip up to Target or Walmart or one of these places just to get that feeling of comfort behind the wheel by yourself. When you're actually behind the wheel, and if you have low to moderate driving anxiety, you may notice that you start getting sweaty, your palms get sweaty, your heart starts really beating. You may notice that as you're driving, you just clench up. So when you're actively driving, I also recommend that you focus on relaxing your body and using your breath, taking really deep breaths to get that oxygen to your brain. Oxygen has been shown time and time again to be a natural relaxant and a natural anxiety reducer. And sometimes when you're really anxious, especially when you're driving, your muscles can become very tense and tight, and your breath starts to become really restricted. And I don't want that oxygen to not be going to your brain, because that's when the panic can set in. So really focus on regulating your breathing. The last thing I'll share is that you can always try doing the four-touch activity in the vehicle. There's the whole 5-4-3-2-1 where at each level, you're looking for something to engage your senses. It's part of mindfulness practice. I like to modify this a little bit because I don't necessarily want you to be looking around for 5 different things, which is the typical mindfulness strategy here. Instead, I want you focused on the road, but you can also look for maybe 4 or 5 things to touch. So whether it's, okay, I'm gonna touch my shoulder, I'll touch my head, I'll touch the volume knob on my radio, I'll touch my shorts, whatever the case could be, to bring you back down to the present moment, especially if you find that your driving anxiety becomes really escalated as you're moving in the vehicle on the road. The good news here is that driving anxiety is treatable. It just will take a little bit of work and dedication so that you can overcome those fears, overcome even anxiety around the unknowns of driving, by putting yourself out there and doing it in a safe way. It can almost be a stepwise progression. You can even go to an empty parking lot and start there if that works for you. You can absolutely learn to manage symptoms of driving anxiety and do it in a way that feels good for you. I really, really hope that you've enjoyed this video today, gotten some good strategies, and also had fears and anxieties of driving anxiety become normalized. Because as I've shared, it is a common experience that affects many different people. And so I want you to be empowered to use some of these strategies and do what feels really good for you. Stay tuned, because next week on Tuesday, I'll have another video on mental health with an emphasis on anxiety coming out. And I'll look forward to seeing you then. Be well.
Thanks for tuning in to the 3Ls today. Catch up with me on Instagram at Rachel Andine Counseling, where you can contact me about a topic or follow up on today's episode. As always, the information provided in this episode is for educational purposes only and not intended to treat or diagnose. Reach out to your own medical or legal provider for assistance and individualized care. Here's to the 3Ls and being empowered to make decisions that work for you in your life.